I think my mom is dead. I tested the words silently. They felt wrong, unnatural, as if I was trying to comprehend the world turning upside down, or the sun rising in the west. I drew a deep, sobbing breath and rolled onto my side, reaching for another tissue in the box that was on the floor next to the bed. Stark muttered and frowned and moved restlessly. Slowly and carefully, I got out of bed, grabbed Stark's giant sweatshirt from where he'd tossed it, pulled it on, and curled up on the beanbag chair that sat near the wall of our little tunnel room. The beanbag made that smushy noise that always reminds me of the balls in those inflatable kid party houses, and Stark frowned and mumbled something again. I blew my nose, quietly. "Stop crying. Stop crying. Stop crying. It won't help. It won't bring Mom back." I blinked a bunch of times, wiped my nose again. Maybe it had just been a dream. But even as I thought the words, my heart knew the truth. Nyx had pulled me from my dreams to show me a vision of Mom entering the other world. That meant Mom had died. Mom told Nyx that she was sorry for letting me down, I reminded myself as tears leaked down my cheeks again. "She'd said she loved me," I whispered. I had hardly made any noise, but Stark tossed and turned restlessly and muttered, "Stop." I clamped my lips together, even though I knew my whisper wasn't what was messing with his sleep. Stark was my warrior, my guardian, and my boyfriend. No, boyfriend is too simple a word. There's a bond between Stark and me that goes deeper than dating and sex and all the stuff that comes and goes with normal relationships. That's why he was so restless. He could feel my sadness. Even in his dreams, he knew I was crying and hurt and scared and... Stark pushed the blanket off his chest, and I could see that his hand was clenched into a fist. My gaze went to his face. He was still asleep, but his forehead was furrowed, and he was frowning. I closed my eyes and drew a deep, centering breath. "Spirit," I whispered, "please come to me." Instantly, I felt the element brush against my skin. "Help me. No, actually, help Stark by shielding my sadness from him." "And maybe," I added silently, "you could help shield some of my sadness from me too, even if it's just for a little while." I drew another deep breath as spirit moved within and around me, swirling over to the bed. Opening my eyes, I could actually see a ripple in the air surrounding Stark. His skin appeared to glow as the elements settled against him like a diaphanous blanket. I felt warm and glanced down at my arms and saw that the same soft glow was resting against my skin. Stark exhaled a long sigh with me as spirit worked a little soothing magic, and for the first time in hours, I felt a little, tiny bit of my sadness lift. "Thank you, spirit," I whispered and crossed my arms, hugging myself tight. Wrapped in the comforting touch of the element I felt closest to, I was actually a little sleepy. It was then that a different kind of warmth penetrated my consciousness. Slowly, not wanting to disturb the comforting spell the element was working, I unwrapped my arms from around myself and touched my chest. Why is my seer stone warm? The small, round stone was dangling from its silver chain, resting between my breasts. I hadn't taken it off since Skiath had gifted it to me before I left the beautiful, magical Isle of Sky. Wonderingly, I pulled the stone out from under the sweatshirt, running my fingers over its smooth marble surface. It still reminded me of a coconut-flavored lifesavers, but the sky marble glittered with an unearthly light, as if the element I had invoked had made it alive, as if the warmth I felt was because it pulsed with life. Queen Skias' voice echoed through my memory. A seer stone is in tune with only the most ancient of magics, the kind I protect on my isle. I am gifting you with it so that you might indeed recognize the old ones, if any still exist in the outside world. As her words replayed in my mind, the stone turned slowly, almost lazily. The hole in its center was like a mini telescope. As it shifted around, I could see Stark illuminated through it. And my world shifted too, narrowed. Then everything changed.